Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to viahemp, viahemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, yeah, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp. Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Jacob from State Farm, he is your guy. Are you thinking about pet insurance? Seriously, we all need it. I mean, how many times, every time you bring your dog to the dentist, or I mean, basically to the dentist, every time you bring your dog to the vet, they need a teeth cleaning. You need to get that paid. You need to make sure that your pet is fully insured. Jacob with State Farm is a licensed registered insurance agent in Virginia, serves the DMV, and can get you pet insurance on your dog, cat, your parrot, I don't know, you got a chameleon, whatever it is, for just $30 a month. Call him today, 571-261-9817. That's right, 571-261-9817. Of course, Jacob handles all your insurance needs, so you can get life insurance, car insurance, and more. But State Farm just launched pet insurance. Fully insure your pet for around $30 a month. Call Jacob Ayubi at State Farm. It's 571-261-9817 or, of course, statefarm.com/JacobAYUBI. Cord. Okay. Schman, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to my channel.
The things we do for our wives.
Oh, come on. Don't you love it? Do you love being on? You really do. I mean, you kind of act like you don't, but honestly, I'm telling you, I tell people this all the time. And you're getting recognized more and more. Don't
yes.
you love that?
That's great. Please tell me how I feel.
Well, look, honey, I like it. We're working on a new show together. I'm not going to reveal the name because I want to buy the domain, but I like doing a podcast with you, and the fans love it. It's for the fans, man.
Well, the things we do for our fans.
All right. We have a lot to cover because we cover kind of a relationship topic, a marriage topic in this show, the whole thing. And we ask for listener questions and they're super good ones. Where do you want to start? Or do you want me to tell you where I want to start?
You know, you're the host.
Well, I
need to tell you how to do this?
Yeah. No, you don't. Okay. I'll tell you
I need to mansplain for a moment.
No, I don't need that. How are you feeling? Are you grumpy? You were very grumpy this morning.
No, I'm just fine, thanks.
Okay, you were just fired up. Like, boy, you came out of the bathroom when I was going to put something on social media about us, and you were like right on it. Boy, you heard right through those bathroom doors.
We live in a pretty small apartment, so...
You don't like to share everything on social, huh?
No, I don't like to share anything on social, but I do because that's part of your job.
Oh, and it's love.
Mm-hmm, it is.
So let's talk about the Euros. I fucking hate them. Full stop.
That's okay. Quite a lead. What do you, well, let's dive in. Why do you hate the Euros?
Because, first of all, isn't a Euro the currency in Europe? Why is it called Euros?
Well, it's the UEFA Champions, Euro Championships. It's the continental championship of Europe. Takes place every 4 years. It was delayed last year because of the pandemic, and now it's resuming. And it's basically like the World Cup, but just for Europe.
Well, to me, it's like, okay, but you still don't answer. So it's European what?
It's the European Championships. It's UEFA, long story short. It's just the nickname for the Euros. It's the European Championship. It's the Euros.
All right. Well, I don't get it. That's their currency. To me, that's like us having a dollar bill tournament.
Okay.
The dollar. Like, I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get it. Now, and it's only European countries that are in this,
correct,
right? And I also don't understand, don't they play for like 2 months? Doesn't this crap go on all summer?
They are representing their nations. They just got done playing professionally. Now they're representing their nations. The tournament itself is about a month long. And it's great because the games are on in the afternoon. You don't have to stay up late to watch them. And what I love about professional or international matches is outside of the knockout rounds where there could be overtime, the games are done. 2 hours. That's all. You sit, you watch, you do some email in between. It's like the best competition.
Well, they drive me nuts because here's the deal. I don't know what it is with European soccer games or local soccer games or whatever, but I can never tell if the audience is booing or cheering. It's the same droning on.
Sounds like a you problem.
It's the same drone. I'm so over it. How many more do we have to watch?
There goes our DC United and Washington Spirit sponsorships. How many more games do we have? We have a lot.
Yeah.
Today's, I think, the last day of the preliminary matches, and then the knockout rounds start on Saturday. It's going to be great. God,
this is so awful.
Ends on July 11th or 12th, whatever that Sunday
you
is.
You should like be buying me another gift or something to watch this, because you did, you know, you redeemed yourself with the gift giving after I publicly shamed you about the watch.
I don't believe I'm forcing you to watch these games.
You do. We live in a one-bedroom apartment. My studio is a foot away.
Okay. I guess I'm going to the bar to watch the games.
Yes,
I'll take our son and we'll go to the bar.
I did want to say, I need to say it publicly. You came through with the push present. You purchased the Chanel earrings that I wanted, and I was blown away. And you know, you're pretty cheap, so that must have really hurt you to put out that.
And plus, again, I think we had this discussion previously. You didn't really push this kid out, so I think
that is such BS. And I, you know what? If you want to get into it, I feel like you know what?
It was more of like a surgery present, but you know, so be it.
Okay. Well, I did do the heavy lifting. Thank you.
Yeah, I did.
For 9 months.
It was just a bump on the log the entire time.
You waited on me, which was wonderful, but also I didn't drink for 9 months, and you're welcome.
Yeah, you deserve a medal for
thank
maybe
you.
A challenge coin.
Well, I got the earrings, and I'm proud of that. Okay, so I have to deal with the Euros for several more weeks.
Three more weeks, but go on.
Obviously, the big news was that Christian Eriksen, is that, am I saying his name right?
Mm-hmm.
So goes into cardiac arrest on the field. No one knew what was happening. I mean, amazingly, they revived him. He's only 32 years old. Have they gotten to the bottom of what caused that?
Not that I'm aware of.
So there's no like update.
You know,
I don't
have a direct line to Denmark or their medical team, but I'll put some feelers out and see.
I know, but I wondered if you'd follow it up on the internet, Dan.
No.
Okay, so who are the teams to watch in this? Like, who's gonna win it all?
I think France is the favorite.
I love France.
You know, everyone loves England only in the sense of the number of players who play in the EPL, English Premier League.
No clue. That's like a foreign language.
I think Italy is playing very well. Germany is not playing well. They had a good result against Portugal.
Okay.
But I think France is probably the team to beat, but I think Italy right now is playing the best.
Who are like the hottest players? Because Cristiano Ronaldo, gorgeous.
Of course.
I liked the one game where he took his shirt off. That was hot. Mm-hmm. He's just like, oh my God, he's gorgeous.
Well,
if
you want a full breakdown of the hot European soccer players, you're going to have to subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Man, what if you gave a male review? That'd be so hot.
That would be something.
Is there any other players that, you know, obviously David Beckham's retired. I do know that about sports.
You know, this is not, I don't really watch
it's
the
not
game.
Your wheelhouse?
It's not really my wheelhouse.
All right, well, it should be.
Okay.
Okay, so Italy, how much overall have you won? You're a big FanDuel better, mm-hmm. you know, and you got me into it one time, but then now I don't care. How much have we won on FanDuel from your bets?
How much have we won?
Yeah, we're in this together.
We are in, you know, a fair amount.
I mean,
relative to what I'm betting, I don't bet a whole lot.
No kidding. He told me, okay, so you said to me.
I put $5-$10 on a game here or there, maybe a parlay.
$5? I can't even believe they accept $5
bets. We're on a budget.
Yeah,
here.
I know we are.
You keep going shopping. Can we show the fans at home all your clothes shopping bill?
I said to you, I go, what are you betting? You go, oh, I put $5 on Portugal. I thought, what? $5? I mean, in Vegas, they don't even have $5 tables anymore.
You can do whatever. I usually do a little parlay.
Lord, I love it. Anyway, you are so cheap and it's hot. So,
thanks.
All right, one of the things in our marriage that you've gotten me into, and I now care more about because we have a child and I'm worried about the world and I want him to be okay and in a world that's filled with love and the oceans are clean, is politics. Mm-hmm. And you're a big political guy. You read a lot of different political opinions. And I mean, now I will say you should move to Seattle. I mean, you are as left as they come. I mean, really, you should be in that.
Should I be throwing Molotov cocktails at the World Bank?
Yes, yeah, okay. You're that close. Mm-hmm. You're that close. So like I always say, in this relationship, you make me look like Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, I mean, it's like that's the one.
There's a lot to unpack in that statement, but go on.
I'm kidding. It's a joke. It's part of my stand-up act. No, of course good. I'm not like that. Mm-hmm. Not. I'm sorry. I believe in the Holocaust, for God's mm-hmm. sakes. So anyway, filibuster. Let's discuss. Big vote this week, which the Republicans have completely, I don't believe even one Republican, not even Mitt Romney, not even Mittens, right, voted to get rid of the
straight party line. Well,
set this up for me.
Okay. So there's a few critical votes coming into the Senate, but without going into like a school of rock, here's how, you know, bill becomes a law type thing.
I don't even know, really. I don't know anything about politics.
You have to first get approve it to be debated, and then you have a vote to whether you're going to pass it.
Gotcha.
The Republicans are using the filibuster, which is a rule in the Senate. It's not codified in the Constitution. But they're using this rule that was created in the early 18th or late 18th century to not even take up debate on this legislature.
Okay.
Which they're just showing, and the Republicans are completely, you good here?
Yeah.
Okay. The Republicans are not interested in legislating right now. All they're doing is blocking things. And in a grander scheme of things, the Republican Party is not even interested in any sort of bipartisan cooperation. So this idea of the filibuster, which for the Dems to be able to push through any sort of act, and the biggest one right now is the Voting Rights Act, but then also some of this infrastructure bill, is that they need to get rid of the filibuster because you need 60 votes to get a supermajority in order to pass anything, even just to get debate started.
Didn't know that part.
So,
okay.
So they've got to get rid of – so in a perfect world, you know, this filibuster rule, this idea about the filibuster was supposed to help ensure a supermajority takes place so you have bipartisan cooperation.
Okay. Right? Oh, my God. I'm getting schooled today.
But the rules have changed. The Republican Party is compromised, and our two-party system no longer wants to cooperate. So the Dems have one of two choices. They can continue to try to cooperate, but it's more like Charlie Brown trying to kick a football that Lucy's holding at this point. They have no interest in doing so. Or they can get rid of the filibuster and actually pass legislation.
So they need Joe Manchin from West Virginia, Senator from West Virginia, and who else?
Probably Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona.
And how irritated are you with them?
Completely. Sinema's a nitwit. She needs to go. And Manchin, I'm not sure what is being influenced, but I have my, you know, I'm always suspect with politicians.
You think somebody is influencing him on
Know, there's always some level of dark money that's involved in politicians and their decisions. And I mean, you just have to look at like Mitch McConnell, who's been in the Senate for how many years, and he's made you know, $35 million as a senator?
Oh, I know. Well, they all are. Well, because then they become exempt from, you know, insider trading rules. So
not necessarily, but...
Well, not insider trading, but they get like, they get access to trades that we don't.
Well, I want to, that's a whole, that's not okay. Entirely. The point being then is the Dems need to take drastic measures. And otherwise, we're just going to, nothing's going to get done. And this is all orchestrated so that for the midterms, the Dems have nothing they can hang their hat on in terms of policy.
Aren't you worried, though, that if they get rid of the filibuster, then the Republicans, potentially in 2 years, could just railroad and do whatever they want?
Well, the way the country is set up right now, they're going to be able to do that anyways. Because if you have to look at certain states will always be red. You know, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, they're always going to be red. I shouldn't say always, but there are certain states that are going to, and because those states each have two senators, it's always going to be, the Senate will always be tilted toward the Republican Party. But the reality, though, is our country is so vast and you have such a disconnect in terms of the vast majority of people who support certain legislature. That the Senate's not, I mean, I know the Senate has to represent, the senators have to represent each other's, their own states, but for the greater good of the country, they have to make some certain decisions. And it right now, the Senate does not necessarily represent the attitudes of the country as a whole.
Okay, so but now this issue is completely dead in the water, right?
Or yeah, they voted 50-50 party lines not to even take up the vote. So there are some other opportunities that can be done, but the reality is this filibuster, which was again a rule designed in the late 18th century, and think about what the country was then versus what it is now.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be reliant on rules that are centuries old. We need to do things that reflect the actual state of our nation.
Look, now that you explain it like that, I'm kind of with you. I wasn't before, but now I'm sort of like with you.
Careful, they might kick you off Fox News now.
You never know. You never know. All right. Okay. So now I'm here for it. When are people going to get mad at their senators and like demand change?
2 years from now, during the midterms.
Yeah, but then
maybe.
It could be all Republican.
Maybe.
I don't know, Schman. I think you should run. I mean, you're the face of the Democratic Party.
Wow.
I think that
that's a big burden.
Yeah, and I want to see a celebrity boxing match between you and Mitch McConnell.
Oh, give me Mitch. You know what? Let's go 2-on-1. Me versus Mitch McConnell and Tucker Carlson. There will be a lot of broken bones at the end of that
match. I feel like Tucker might kick your ass, though.
He's a little guy.
He is?
Well, I think so. They're all really? Little guys. Anyone on TV is a little guy.
Okay. All right. Well, here I am. All right. Let's switch gears and talk pop culture. Do you think you could be a good father if you have 7 children from, I believe, 4 different or 5 different women?
Oh, we're talking about Nick Cannon.
We're referencing Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon is about to have his 3rd child from 2 different women in this year alone. He just had twins. They were born June 14th. Then his other girlfriend is getting ready to have a child. I think it's Zion, perhaps, she's going to give birth to. He's got Morocco and Roll and
Monroe
mm-hmm. with Mariah Carey. And then he has 7 children total, or is about to have his 7th.
Zion and Zillionaire, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. And then Powerful Queen, mm-hmm. I think, is one of them as well. Can you be a good dad to 7 kids? And by the way, he says that he can be. And the whole idea is that we are here to spread peace and procreate.
That's one philosophy. I mean, the guy's got how many different shows? How does he even have time to? I mean, we have 1 child, and he takes up a lot of our time.
Yeah, I'm just curious that these women must all be okay with it. They must all know about each other. They must be fine. I feel like he's going to have a sister wives commune, kind of.
Well, if you've seen who those wives are, that would be quite a commune. He has some attractive...
He pulls in some hot women.
He pulls in some hot women.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to. But you're skeptical that you could be a good parent to all these kids if you're not married to them.
Well, marriage is part of it. I think it's more of your actual availability. The one thing that is that we all have a finite amount of is time. And if you're living with a family and your wife and or partner or and kids, then you've got more time with them. But if you're not living with them, you can't have the same type of connection as you would if you're not. So
you think he's rich though, don't you think? Don't you
that
think
makes I mean, up certainly? Can... I mean, lifestyle certainly helps, opportunity certainly helps, but you know, when little Zion wants to throw the ball around in the backyard.
At 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m. and daddy's somewhere else or filming a talk show. There's no adjustment. It doesn't matter whether that ball is gold plated. There's an emotional element that's going to be missed.
Well, this could be our lives. You know, you're going to have to FaceTime me in when you guys are practicing baseball in the back. Because, you know, I mean, I'm a heck of a pitcher myself.
Got a couple different jokes I can make here. But
which is what?
Nothing.
What would you say about my pitching?
I was going to say, let's just move on.
Okay. Fine. Okay, well, you know what?
I think we've seen your athletic prowess.
When? I'm sorry. I used to be a hell of an athlete back in Maine.
Well, how was your, what was your high school basketball record?
I believe we went 0-18 one season. I think we were 2-16 the following.
And didn't you get kicked off your team?
Yes, but I was dating the guy's son, and it was kind of retaliation. Mm-hmm. And it was back when there wasn't the internet, so I couldn't really vent to anybody. It was then, you know, I was benched for dumping his son.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Heartbreaker, even back then.
I know. Don't you think? Oh, my God. I mean, aren't you lucky you ended up with me?
I think back to all the different things that led to us every single day.
Okay, well, hold on to those because we got some relationship questions. Oh. But our own relationship, I like sharing the dirt on our own marriage and our son, right? So we are getting ready to go on vacation, and we are doing sip and sees in both Michigan and Maine. Mm-hmm. And I have been holding off on sending an email to my family because we are going to ask people in the email, which I think is so douchey. I think people are not going to show up, basically not to hold KJ because of COVID and he hasn't been fully vaccinated. And I just feel so bad in sending that because our families have been through such a difficult year. Like everybody, a baby brings so much joy. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking of doing a lottery. Like people put their name in a hat and we pull five people that could hold him with their mask on and they wash their hands. What do you think?
Wow, that certainly would bring some excitement. Are we gonna do out of a hat? Are we doing like a ball roll type thing?
I want the ball roll, but I don't have one of those. Like a bingo.
One of those. Yeah.
Like a bingo room. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's got number 12? Come on up, Aunt Sally.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
That's one way of doing it. Or the other way of doing it is we could take our doctor's advice, our pediatrician's advice, shout out Dr. Madrid, and not let other people hold our son until he's fully vaccinated and until conditions improve in terms of the pandemic.
I know. It's just so hard to say that, don't you think?
It is. So maybe the alternative, how about this? And hopefully neither of our families listen to this.
They all do.
Shit. you tell my family they can't do it, and I'll tell your family they can't do it. And that way we're the bad person to each other's
families. For each other as families? Okay, that'll work well. I was thinking of getting a velvet rope, though, so like we can put him in the bassinet like the king that he is, and then put up a velvet rope so people stand on the other side.
Why don't we just hire security guards to stand next to him, too?
What if I dress up Seth and Kimber as security and they stand by in black suits?
That could work.
I love it. Okay. All right. Look, we got a lightning round up. We had a lot of listener submission questions. People want your advice.
Wow. Man.
I know. Can you believe it? I don't know why they're not asking me. I don't know why they're not asking me. I feel like I have way more basically to give. You know, I mean, I've been out there.
You certainly have your opinions and you're not shy about sharing them.
Well, I know. And to me, when it comes to relationships, I can't believe people are asking you because all the time, every time I see a relationship issue, right? I've done this over the years to you. For example, Schman, did any woman ever stand you up? And you go, no. I go, okay, what about, did you ever have a woman steal anything from you? No. Like every relationship thing I ask you, have you ever been catfished? No. Like everything I ask you, you've had the most boring girlfriends until you hit me.
Well, that's, there's not a lot of truth to that statement.
There's not a lot?
Well, maybe, you know, there's a certain thing that crazy brings crazy, so.
Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it up into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavored. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of five-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller-driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Oh, well, you're crazy and
no,
I'm crazy?
No, you're crazy, so you have crazy things happen. I'm perfectly sane and stable, so.
You never have any. All right, let's get to these because I want all your thoughts.
Let's
hold my mic because I'm holding a baby in my lap.
Multitasking.
And I can't drop him. Hold on. Quick commercial break to thank a couple of our sponsors. If you guys haven't heard, Ballston Bid, hello, my favorite. Of course, I lived in Ballston for years. Now I live out here in the Berg, but I still go back all the time. I'll be there. Ballston Bid is having their bands and brews. It's going down July 24th, but you want to buy your drink tickets beforehand because guess what? Even though the event is free, yes, there's going to be a lot of people. You want to be able to cut the line, already have your drink tickets, and just be ready to go. So they have drink tickets at all different price points for bands and brews on the Boulevard going down July 24th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Concerts, beer tastings, wine tastings, family-friendly concert stage, so many more things you can shop, eat, play, and just enjoy. But get your drink tickets now. You want to save time and save money by going to BalstonVA.org/BBB/tickets, or you can just go to BalstonVA.org. Bands and brews is right there on their website, and then boom, you can go to the ticket. You can buy for $50 their bar bundle, which is 8 beer and wine tickets and 2 cocktail tickets. You can buy a 5-ticket pack for $30. They have them in all different price points. So don't miss it. It's going to be such a fun day, July 24th, starting at 11 a.m. with bands and brews. Go to BalstonVA.org/BBB. All right, my guy, Dr. Will, with Horizon Fibroids, you know, women, ladies, 80% of us will have a fibroid by the age of 50. They're painful and they can really affect your fertility. Are you trying to have a baby? Hello. I know I was, and now I want another one already, even though he's just 12 weeks old. Don't wait. Even if you have had a fibroid in the past, you want to get them checked. And if you do have a fibroid, lots of times our OBs are amazing, but they don't always know all of your treatment options, including uterine fibroid embolization, which is a non-surgical procedure, very low downtime. Dr. Will goes in through your wrist. It's kind of like magic. Maybe not exactly. You probably don't think that, but you know, it's close enough. Anyway, Dr. Will is a top doctor, and he has 3 locations in Maryland, Frederick, in Rockville, and in Germantown. Go to horizonfibroids.com. They accept almost all insurance. Stand by. All right, here we go. Here we go. Okay. So these are all submitted on my IG story. What is your least favorite dad or mom duty so far? This listener asks, Court. And she says, I'll go first. Bottles and formula. And I have to say, Court, I hate feeding him.
I'm perfectly okay with feeding him. He and I really bond. It's one of the things I enjoy the most. And I think that's one of the things why we have such a good bond is the late night bottle feed.
Yeah.
Where he looks at me and I look at him and we're like, yeah, we're eating. That's he loves that. Poopy diapers. I'm not a fan.
Oh, that's right. You don't do any of the poopy diapers.
Let's not say I don't do any. You're the chef and I'm the sous chef. I hand you the wipes and I do the wrap up. But you do most of the
Daddy's full of it. Okay, Daddy will pass us the wipes, right? Well, I do your poopy diapers. My least favorite is feeding him. I don't like the bottle. I don't like the formula. It takes forever, I feel like. Oh, and I hate breastfeeding too.
Yeah.
And that too. We know that one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. How did Schman handle the newborn phase? My husband is really struggling.
I thought I handled it fine. I mean, it's a lot of late nights and you just have to, the key with all this is you've got to plan, but then also leave room in the margins. So the reality is he's going to have crying fits. He's going to need to be fed every 2 or 3 hours. You're going to run out of diapers. You just have to kind of anticipate. And one of the things I know we did prior to his birth was stock up, you know, do some batch cooking. So we had meals in the freezer.
Honestly, Healthy Fresh Meals is a sponsor, and I have to shout them out. It was delicious, and I really wish we'd ordered those.
We should have.
We really should
have. Shout out like, Healthy Fresh Meals.
I honestly
order today. Use
25 off.
25 off. 25 off.
They were. I really wish we'd done that. Like, mm-hmm. I think because we even got bored of eating like the stuff that you'd stockpile. We were like, oh, let's just order out.
So you just have to plan, but then also don't expect to like go exercise during that time or, you know, crank out your push-ups in between because it's something that and certainly like when your mom was in town, she helped having another person there to help. can alleviate some of that burden. But especially
if you have a C-section, like I did. That was brutal. Well, I mean, it wasn't brutal, but it was just really you limited. Lift.
You couldn't, so there was an element of caring for the child and caring for you.
Okay, thoughts on Loki and women's national soccer team at the Olympics?
Loki, anything Marvel does, with the exception, anything Marvel's doing now is some of the best television out there. So I'm curious to see where they're going to go, what they're going to produce with Loki in the final four episodes, but I'm a big fan.
Loki's load. I'm not allowed to watch it yet because I haven't finished.
We're almost done with Captain Marvel, which is
not very good.
It's not very good. It's they needed backstory so you knew who Captain Marvel was in Endgame.
I like Brie Larson, but I don't know. It's too confusing.
Once we get done with Endgame, then we got to watch the most recent Spider-Man, then WandaVision. Then Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki. We're almost caught up.
Okay, and what was the one we just watched that was really good? Not Endgame.
You like Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, I liked Ant-Man and the Wasp. And then what was the one we watched before that?
Well, we watched Infinity War.
Infinity War. Mm-hmm. I actually liked Infinity War. Mm-hmm. Really good. I like when they all come together and like they all unite with the bat signal or whatever. They're just like...
Okay, well, you know, the bat signal is for Batman and DC Comics, but I appreciate it. It's a metaphorical
bat. Tony Stark sends out a signal. They all come. And I am obsessed with... I think I just like Benjamin Cumberbatch. No.
Benedict
Cumberbatch.
Doctor Strange.
I think Doctor Strange is my favorite. Just the whole like... Mm-hmm. Whatever he does with the hands.
The sling rings.
And I loved the line where he was like running all the scenarios with, who's there? Thanos? Mm-hmm. Theranos. And he's like, we're in the end game now.
Yeah.
I loved it. I like him. He's my favorite one.
Okay.
And he's kind of a curmudgeon. And I also am unhappy to be watching the Marvel movie. So I feel like I can relate to him.
You have a kindred spirit.
I do. Because he seems irritated when they all show up. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, ugh, I'm still in this, you know, and I can relate. Okay, what do you think about, I didn't even know this, the women's national soccer team at the Olympics?
Yeah.
Is there controversy?
Well, I'm not sure if there's controversy. They have, I mean, the Tokyo Olympics is end of July, and the women's national team is always the team to beat. But I think their squad is a little too old. I think they could probably bring in some younger players, but they still are the team to beat.
Okay, I'll have to watch them. I have no idea. What about this one? How do you show gratitude for a husband? This woman wants to know, how do you show gratitude for my husband who does everything for me and puts me first, cooks, cleans, as a guy? You know, and you're like kind of a hot straight guy, you know, like,
thanks.
I think you are anyway, you know, who knows?
Hot or straight? Which
one? Well, I think both at this point.
All right, fair enough.
I'm very attracted to you in our marriage, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And does that, you don't, that seems to gripe you a little, I think. You're not like overly excited.
Which question am I answering?
Sorry, that was okay. Okay. I needed that advice. All right. How do you show gratitude for a husband? What do you think a woman could do?
Back scratches.
Oh, yeah.
Back scratches are good. And, you know, some, you know, little gestures, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I haven't done any of those.
No. And sometimes just being left alone, you know, guys need their me time.
Do you get enough me time in our house?
Yes, I get plenty of me time. Plenty of time to myself.
Thank you
for asking.
You don't even... Okay. What about this? I like this. A woman is 33. I'm always debating if I should become a mom and if I have it in me. I have a lot of anxiety of my biological clock ticking. As two people, we are... who have waited later in life to have a child. What do you say? 33, I feel like, is still young, but you never know if you're going to have fertility issues.
Well, it comes down to, like, what do you want your life to look like? What do you value? And if you want to, I mean, I was blessed to have a very stable and loving family, and I enjoy, and I want to create a very similar experience for our family. And I think you had a similar experience. And if... For some people, though, they just don't want to have kids.
Because, I mean, I will say what we're both struggling with, I think, is obviously he comes first. Mm-hmm. And it is hard. It is a hard work baby balance, mm-hmm. for sure, right? And I feel like my career comes second because right now you're like, you're the breadwinner. You're like, your gig is on fire. Mine is going to be coming up on fire. But it's a little challenging because I'm used to doing what I want when I want.
Yeah, I know that.
they have the child. I think you have to have a lot of support. I will say that. You got to, and to me, you have to have your own shit figured out. I think that our relationship is working. We love this little guy so much. We're having so much joy because you and I put the work in before to have a, create a healthy relationship first and foremost between the two of us. Don't you think?
Absolutely. You need that because if
you have to,
you need that stability and you need that clarity because once the child's here, your everything becomes magnified.
And yeah, you're exhausted, career issues, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Personal relationship, you're not having sex. It's not like you can just drop things and go out to dinner.
Correct.
You know, so it's a little bit harder. If you're a single parent, I think you have to get a lot of help. I don't know how single mamas do it.
I don't know either.
Or single dads.
Shout out single moms and dads.
Single moms and dads. All right. One more question here off of the IG. Oh my gosh, which one? There's so many good ones. Okay, do not roll off this. How about this? Because I feel like we dated for a long time. We dated for what, 7 years before we got
Something
married?
Like that.
6 or 7 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. YBC wants to know, 5 years, when do you walk away from a relationship? 5 years together, lots of highs and lows, moved in together super quick and then moved out. No plans of marriage. So obviously that's kind of like a broad overview, but when I like that question, when do you know when it's time to walk away? And why did you never walk away from me?
That's a question I ask myself all the time. I think you have to exhaust things first. And I think for a lot of individuals and couples, there's a lot of assumptions that are made that no, my wife or spouse is not complaining or talking to me about an issue, so there is no issue. When in reality, oftentimes that silence is just negativity boiling. So you have to have honest conversations with people and do your daily or weekly check-ins and make sure there aren't things that are piling up emotionally.
No, you have to go to therapy, don't you think?
Therapy is certainly helpful. And I think for some individuals, right, there's a fear of, you know, it's almost like this dumb poker term of being pot committed of, I've put 5 years into this relationship, I don't want to walk away. Well, if you've exhausted things, if, you know, you want to have a family or get married and your partner doesn't, well, move on because...
Yeah.
It's
hard though. That's really hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's plenty, as my great grandma used to say, there's a lid for every pot. So go ahead and find that lid for your pot.
I say it all the time. You need to go to not just couples therapy, go to emotional cognitive couples therapy. Well, what is that? We go to it. We went to it before we were married. It 100% saved our relationship because, like you said, I think you and I were both busy, career driven. We'd made a bunch of assumptions about each other and we didn't know like if what we each wanted, you know, was on the same page. And what is emotional cognitive? It's like you slow down everything and talk about emotions.
It does, but it also helps explain the patterns and how and why you feel certain things. And it categorizes the type of five core emotions you might feel.
Which are like what? Fear, anger.
Fear, it's joy, fear, anger, disgust, and I think sadness.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe
yeah.
It's surprise. There's a surprise element to it. It's fear, anger, disgust.
It's all right, man. Yeah, people can Google.
Yeah. But then it also explains how there's this kind of ebb and flow of people withdrawing and pursuing. What it does is I think it gives a good explanation and normalizes how you're feeling and then also gives you the ability to learn how to process it.
Totally.
And
know your dynamic, right? Like, correct. I'm always the pursuer.
Most of the time.
And you withdraw. Mm-hmm. And I have to get you out of your shell and come back.
You beat me into the shell and then have to pull me back out.
That's so full of
metaphorically.
All right. Well, I love it. I love your listener questions. Keep them coming. Shman, I love doing this show with you.
Yeah, it's the
always,
best.
You know, it's like...
I had to talk to my booking agent.
It's the yin and the yang, baby. Now, where can people follow you on social?
Nowhere.
Okay, well, about fine.
And if you see me out and about, don't say hi.
Oh, stop. You need that. And by the way, shout out to Candy, who saw us out to breakfast. And
she seemed like a nice young lady.
Yeah, but you never know it from you. You're always aloof. You're like, oh, you know, I'm always like, Shman, hello, come on. Like, give a smile at least. Like, and you're always over there, you know, looking at the sky or something.
Maybe I was caring for our child while you were schmoozing
with people. All right, look, you can always follow me on Instagram. It's The Sarah Fraser Show. Hopefully you'll be back like in a couple weeks. We'll do it again. Any topic suggestions, we love.
Oh, great. No, just keep them coming, guys. It's my favorite time of the year.
How about a smile, for God's sakes? Oh, give me a break. I don't want to watch.